Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Ben Hansen. He is a former federal special agent, and he is a paranormal investigator. And I have a friend who is just obsessed with paranormal investigations. And he watched yesterday UFO Witness, and he said it is unbelievable. He said he didn't want to spoil it, but I'm watching it later today. So I'll ask Ben not to spoil it. But he said what the work Ben Hansen did is just unbelievable. He said he's in his mind, he's the best in the business. Ben Hansen, how are you?
Well, thank you. I feel like I've got a reputation to live up to now. I'm doing good.
Well, listen, people could see it for themselves. Discovery Plus, right? The streaming service. And they could see the first three episodes at least.
First three episodes are on there. They did show one episode on the Travel Channel last night. But the three episodes, and then every week they're releasing a new episode on Discovery Plus app.
Well, listen, this is exciting. I mean, for you going into it and knowing what you, and again, it's exciting for a new series always, but your expectations for what you were walking into and the reality, and again, without spoiling, how much different was the reality from the expectations?
Well, to start with, the cases that we start exploring, it was really retracing the steps of J. Allen Hynek, who was Project Blue Book, you know, the Air Force's official investigation of UFOs from the 50s and 60s. And at first I thought, you know, I don't know what else, you know, that you could dig up as far as the investigations he did. And I was really surprised because new witnesses are now willing to come forward and talk about it. And there's still some evidence, you know, in a couple of these cases that haven't been properly analyzed. And then when we compare them to the modern day sightings, that's the big, I think, reveal for me, was that these patterns, you know, we think that some of our modern sightings are brand new and that they're, you know, this has never happened before. But when you go back and you look at some of these hidden cases that we're just now getting the archives of, like, wow. You know, this has been happening for a while, and is this the same phenomena? Like, what does it mean?
Well, let me ask you to give us a little bit of your history. Start with what did you do for the federal government?
So I worked for a few agencies. The FBI was one of the last ones that most people focus on because of the X-Files connection. But
yeah,
I wasn't doing X-Files there. My primary background growing in was investigating child sex crimes. So it's kind of a conversation killer when I was at parties, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, that's very sad.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. So. Listen, you're not kidding. You're into something, you know, much more enjoyable, much lighter. And that's strange to say when you're chasing down UFO witnesses and everything else. But yeah, well, listen, we appreciate the work you did on that. That's important work.
Well, thank you.
In the past. But let me also. Oh, go ahead. You were going to say something.
I was going to say it is strange, but because I interviewed thousands of witnesses and victims of horrible crimes, right? But when I'm talking to these witnesses who claim they've been abducted, there are some similarities. And I think because of my background in that, when I can feel the genuineness and see the trauma caused, it's very similar, and it really lends to me believing these people, because that is kind of difficult to fake, you know. And so imagine the impact that this has had on some of these people's lives can be like being a victim of a crime.
You mentioned the term X-Files. It's my understanding that you were an X-Files fan or fanatic even growing up. Is that true?
That is true, and I joke about it because it was high school when it was really popular for me, and my initial interest in joining the Bureau came from the X-Files, and I knew it didn't exist, but and that's not why I went into it, but it's kind of funny because It's one of those things that if you do go look at the records, the FBI in particular has been involved since the 40s in various ways in UFO investigations.
Let me just say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. When you look in the sky, I mean, there are billions upon billions upon billions of stars. And there are some who believe that there are 20% of those stars have some kind of planet orbiting them. The chances that somewhere or another, right, there's not the Goldilocks, syndrome where, you know, they're the perfect distance from that sun, from that star to produce life. I mean, it would be ridiculous for me to believe that there's no other life out there in the universe. Now, whether it's here or not, you know, that's what you're investigating and what others are doing. But to me, to think that we are the only human-type life form or this kind of life form in the universe, in everything out there, is just would be the height of arrogance for us to believe that. So, I mean, the question is, how did they get here? I mean, is it trajectory? Is it this? Is that part of your questioning when you get to these folks? Do you ask them? Do they give you any indication? Do you know anybody give you any indication of how somebody would get here?
Well, a lot of these abductees do claim to have that, kind of personal communication where they've been told. Take, for example, the Betty Barney Hill case, which was a famous case, in the 60s. And they believed that, when they were taken aboard this ship, that they were kind of given, Betty was given a star chart, right? And the extraterrestrials explained to her where they came from and how they got there, basically. But I'm kind of more in the mind frame of, I agree with you. Our understanding of traveling, you know, light speed to get somewhere would take a long, long time. And I'm not opposed to having an open mind that perhaps we're dealing with something else, maybe interdimensional. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but look at what science is now talking about, quantum physics, yeah, and the existence of possibly, you know, dozens or infinite number of dimensions. And so what does that mean? Well, it could mean that they are here and they occupy the same physical space as we do, but they kind of travel in and out of a dimension we can't always see. So would that require traveling, you know, that amount of distance or not? You know, so anything's possible. And it's not so weird to discuss anymore because science is actually coming up with theories and testing them that seem to support that.
Look, if we've learned anything as a society, it's to suspend belief until we have all the facts and everything else. But I'm not going to second guess anything, and I'm not going to be shocked. I mean, I'm sure I will be one day when we find out that something bigger is going on, or something different than we've been taught is going on. Let me ask you in closing. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you, but let me just ask you in closing. Roswell and Area 51. I mean, do you have anything, you know, I guess quickly as an explanation or a thought, theory? And I don't even know. I mean, you're a former, federal, you're with the FBI. I don't know if you're allowed to say, but do you have a theory on either one?
Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to go to Area 51, and it kind of became this, they call it dreamland for a reason, right? Because anything and everything has been alleged to happen there. And that's the problem, right? If you take Bob Lazar, who was kind of the prime, instigator of the story, and back and forth on him, you know, like, do I believe him or don't I believe him? And, you know, the truth is that, yeah, it's our most top secret, aircraft have been tested there, and not even President Clinton could get to the bottom of it, yeah, right? So I do believe that we've tested possibly reverse-engineered craft at Area 51, and that tying in Roswell to it, I would give a 90-95% probability that what crashed and happened in Roswell was extraterrestrial. And because a number of things, but a lot of that debris was taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and I have a family connection there where my grandfather worked underground, you know, in dealing with I believe, some of the, the fallout from that event and others that happened. So, I mean, I can talk for hours about this stuff, but to answer your question, yeah, I do think there's something to it. And that kind of started this truth embargo that we've had been for decades, the government, you know, not telling us what they really know. And so hopefully we'll see some of that change soon.
Listen, I wish I had hours or you had hours to talk. I could talk to you for hours. Ben Hansen, congratulations on the new series. And by the way, one thing for sure with Roswell, we know that it wasn't about a weather balloon. There's no question about that. So,
yes.
All right, UFO witness, congratulations on it. From what I'm hearing, it is just top notch. And congratulations on the new show. Can't wait to watch it myself.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, a website, social media. Oh. I didn't get him in time, but you could look him up. Ben Hansen is his name. He's the host of a new series, UFO Witness, and he's a former federal special agent, FBI, and you heard the work that he did there. And I just a quick thought on Area 51. I've been there many times. When I say I've been there many times, I go as far as you could possibly go. There's a gate that stops you, and everybody's seen that gate on the internet. And, you know, I always ride up to it, but I bring different folks there, usually when I'm in Vegas or somewhere along the lines. And it's a couple of hours, a 2.5 hour ride from Vegas, but it's nothingness. And it's a place called Rachel, Nevada that you go to there, and it's an unbelievable experience simply because of this. There's one place that you can go, and it's called the Ailey Inn. An old woman owns it, and I should have her name by now, and her family runs it. But Rachel is a town in Nevada closest to, you know, Area 51 that has 56 people, I think, living in it. And they all come together and they go to the Ailey Inn. It's a restaurant bar. It's really a bar is what it is. And they have some food, and they sell alien propaganda, you know, blown up aliens. But it's so fascinating there just to talk to the different people that travel there as a tourist spot, like I do, you know, like I go there. And it just, I want to bring a camera in one day and just interview all the different people that you meet there and all the different theories that you have. That in itself, forget about anything that's supposed to be at Area 51 or not, but just to go there and talk to the different people. And some people traveled, you know, all across the world to go to this one bar, Alien, it's called, the Alien. And I don't know, maybe I've been there 5 or 6 times. Every time a friend of mine is in Vegas, and I'm not a big gambler, and I'll say, hey, you want to take a ride? And we'll go, you know, again, you know, about 2.5 hours outside of Vegas in a town called Rachel. And the Alien is the name of the place. Ben Hansen has been our very special new series for him and for all of us, I guess, is UFO Witness. Check it out. From people who are into this, I heard great things about it. But Ben Hansen is the host. He's the paranormal investigator attached to it. Discovery Plus streaming services has the first few episodes, and check it out, and you can see what's going on Travel Channel. Ben Hansen has been our very special guest. New series is called UFO Witness. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.